Cody, have you been watching this whole loop argument that ate the timeline this week?
Yeah, I saw the Matt Van Horn post. 3.5 million views on a thing where nobody can define the word they're fighting about? Pretty on brand for AI Twitter.
I mean, that's kind of the point, though. Peter Steinberger and Boris Cherney are both smart, and they're genuinely talking past each other about something real.
Sure, but that's exactly my problem with it. The six-word sentence everyone's repeating. And I won't even say it because it's become this empty incantation. It sounds profound until you poke at it and realize loop means 5 different things depending on who's typing. Is it a retry? An agentic cycle? A human approval step? Those are not the same concept.
Okay, but Cody, you're doing the classic thing where you dismiss the buzzword and miss the signal. People are fighting about this because the confusion is real. Like, teams are actually shipping features where they don't know if the human should approve every step. Or if the model just runs.
Right. And that's a fine debate. But calling it the loop obscures more than it reveals. Steinberger's side seems to be about tight feedback. Human sees what the model did, corrects, model tries again. Cherney's side is more like, let the model run until it hits a trust boundary, then check in. Those are 2 different architectures, and mashing them into one word is how you get 3.5 million people nodding along to something they can't operationalize.
I think you're right that the word is doing too much work. But the fact that it's doing too much work is interesting from a product standpoint. When that many people glom onto a term they can't define, it usually means there's a latent need that doesn't have good language yet. Like when everyone said serverless for 2 years, and it meant everything and nothing, and then it eventually narrowed into something specific and useful.
I'll give you that. Serverless went through the same cycle. But the difference is that serverless eventually converged because the constraint was technical. You could point at a runtime and say, that's what I mean. A loop in AI coding is a control flow decision, not a runtime. It's a design choice about where the human sits, and that's way more context dependent. I don't think it converges the same way.
That's actually a fair distinction. The control flow thing matters because it's not just one decision. It's a decision that changes based on what the model's doing. How reliable it is for that task, how much the user trusts it. So the word might fragment into a family of terms instead of converging.
Exactly. And that's what makes the Steinberger-Cherney thing kind of frustrating. They're both right for different contexts, but the framing turns it into this either-or when it's really a spectrum. Some tasks you want tight human in the loop, some you want delegated autonomy with checkpoints. The word loop papers over that whole decision space.
Okay. I'll concede that the word is probably doomed. But the need it names? That's not going anywhere. Teams are building this stuff right now, and they need vocabulary, even imperfect vocabulary, to coordinate. If loop gets them talking, that's step one.
Step one of what, though? Because step two is usually someone builds a product around the buzzword before anyone's nailed down the semantics, and then you're stuck with a dashboard that says loop count, and nobody knows what it's counting.
That is very specific. And probably accurate.
I've seen it happen. It's the same move as every other hype cycle. The word becomes a feature checkbox before it becomes a specification.
All right. So here's where I think we actually land. The word loop is a mess, you're right. But the tension it's pointing at, where does the human sit in an AI-assisted workflow, is maybe the defining product question for coding tools right now. And Steinberger versus Cherney is basically the two poles of that debate made flesh.
Yeah, I can agree with that framing. The argument is real. The term is just not ready to carry the weight people are putting on it.
So the honest verdict is, stop arguing about the word. Start arguing about the trust boundary. Which, honestly, is the more interesting conversation anyway.
That I'll sign up for. The trust boundary question has actual answers. The loop question just has vibes.
Just has vibes. That's going on your tombstone, Cody.
It probably is.
Anyway, if you're building coding tooling right now, figure out which side of that trust boundary your product lives on. Don't just slap loop on the landing page and call it done.
Agreed. And if you want to go deeper, Van Horn's original post links through to both sides of the argument. Worth reading the actual positions, not just the quote tweets.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's enough vibes for one Tuesday. I'm going to go get more coffee.
Get me one, too.
You're in DC. Get your own coffee.
Fair enough.